Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We appreciate you guys making us a part of your day. So we are taking trips around the National Football League and taking various stops at these places in which the Chiefs drafted players. We have already been to Ohio State. We have been to Tennessee. Let's head to Louisville right now to be joined by Mark Blankenbaker with 93.9 The Ville, talking about Ashton Gelati, a defensive lineman who was drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs with the 66th overall pick. Mark, happy to have you join us today.
Hey, man. You know, thanks for having me. I think you guys got a great player in Ashton.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit more about this. You mentioned that he is a great player. What do you like about him?
Well, he's just a high-energy guy. He can play a lot of downs for the Chiefs and in the NFL. As a rookie, we'll see how he does in year one. But for Louisville, he was a guy that never came off the field, run, pass, whatever. And unfortunately, I think last year, he was the focus of, basically every single offense. So he got double-teamed a ton. He really needed, somebody on the other side of him. And I could tell you, how many times he got flags, how many times he drew a hold or whatever, and how many times they ran away from him. And he really should have had a better senior year, but he just was the focus of every single offense, every single time he went out on the field.
Do you think he's better against the run or the pass?
I think he's a better pass rusher, for sure. And, it's kind of funny because, here's a guy that, when he came into Louisville as a freshman, he was way off everybody's radar. You're talking about a guy that wasn't even in the top 1,000, in high school, let alone not the top 300. And the coaches, as soon as he gets on campus, are like, let's get 20 pounds on this guy, and he's going to be basically unstoppable. And he really was. And he saw it a lot coming out as in his sophomore and junior seasons. And he could really, really get to the quarterback. I think he's one of those guys that you throw him on there on the other side of George, and there's going to be a lot of disrupted passing downs there in Kansas City.
That's what I was just going to ask you. Do you think he has an opportunity to be a day one contributor? Because I would say that the Chiefs don't necessarily have that position filled. They got a lot of position filled. But that pass rusher opposite of George Karloftis, Charles Aminihou, could be thrown into that mix. They drafted a first-round player a couple years ago, but he hasn't consistently gotten on the field. If Ashton Gelati, if he is the best out of these three, he certainly has an opportunity to go earn that spot.
I think so. Yeah, I think he's one of those guys that if you ask him to just, as a rookie, hey, let's get really good at this and let's be an impact player for the Kansas City Chiefs rushing the passer, I think he can do that. I think he can absolutely do that. I think the biggest hill to climb for him going to the NFL is hey, we're going to run to your side. Can you hold the edge? I think that that's probably something that he'd have to prove to me. But in terms of rushing the passer, I have no doubt that he can go up there and do that job and kind of take some of that pressure off George for sure.
If Ashton works out as an NFL prospect, it will be because of what? What could keep him in the league and give him a really solid, strong career?
Well, I mean, he's athletic, and you'll see that straight away. But really, it's his character. It's his high motor. You're not going to be able to just kind of pull him off the field. I mean, he's not going to get discouraged. Like, if you start him out and, you know, there's the first 5-6 weeks, you're seeing him in minicamp, you're like, man, I don't know. Just hold on, because this is a guy that's not going to quit. Like, he is a high motor, high energy, high character guy. Like, he is very athletic, but he also just doesn't get discouraged. I mean, there's a lot of times where he's getting held, and you see his stats, you know, as a senior year, he's way down. What, he finished with like 4.5 sacks the senior year? He should have had like 12, 15, but he didn't get discouraged. He just kept going out there and playing, and as, you know, the year went on, he was more and more effective because he just didn't get discouraged. He's a physical player at the point of attack, and you'll see all that, but he's one of those dudes that just shows up every single day for his team.
It sounds to me like he has a high motor, which is one of those things you always want your defensive lineman to have, a high motor.
Yes, no, high motor for sure. And, you know, he just keeps coming. You know, like, you might stop him here, you might stop him there, but by the end of the day, by the end of the game, you're going to be like, this guy still's got something left. You know, like, that's really what I think the message was, especially if you got to the fourth quarter in these games in college and the ACC. It really affected the games late because he just had more in the tank than the guy across from him. So, and then really, I mean, and also, you know, you talk about who he is as a person. Like, I can't tell you how many times, like, there was something going on in the facility and it's like, oh, Ashton did that? Like, you know, stuff that he didn't have to do, like, you know, just helping out like an equipment guy, helping out like one of the guys showing up that's doing catering that day. Like, and then also just being a leader and having his teammates just being like, yeah, we're going to do that too. So, you know, as he grows into his role in the NFL, you'll see that leadership quality. But certainly as a rookie, you'll see him. It'll be high energy, high motor. You're not going to discourage Ashton Gelati.
Last thing here. What's one thing that he needs to work on to stick in the NFL? Third-round picks miss all the time in the league. It's a really hard league to stay in. What does he need to improve on?
Yeah, I'm really interested to see when he goes up against those elite tackles and they want to hold the point of attack against the run, can he do that? Can he hold the edge on his side when they decide, hey, we're running to Ashton Gelati's side? I think he did enough of that at the college level, but there were times where it was like, oh, okay, you know, that's an elite tackle, that's an elite running back. You know, he needs to make sure he holds the point of attack where, you know, that necessarily wasn't an elite part of his game. I'd like to see him really kind of show up. He's strong in the lower body, so he can do that, you know, I think enough. But that's probably one of those areas where I think the Chiefs are going to say, we're not necessarily going to put you in that situation early. We're going to make you prove that as you go along as a Chief here in Kansas City.
That is Mark Blankenbaker joining us on the show. He's with 93.9 The Ville, joining us on the show to talk about Ashton Gelati. He was the third-round pick for the Kansas City Chiefs with the 66th overall selection. Mark, great stuff, man. Appreciate your time.
Take care, boys. We'll talk to you soon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.